The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. CRP, who is in my intro, is in the news these days because Elon Musk is talking about him as an illustration of the fact that Ukraine is not the front line of democracy. To the contrary, since the overtake by the American Empire, Ukraine has been pushed toward an autocracy of Zelensky and an autocracy of American money, which is not for free speech. In fact, the death of Coach Red Pill was for proving that you can't think freely in this empire, that they will go at you. And they went at him. And today, the importance of what Coach Red Pill decided to do by sacrificing himself, basically by being so obvious as to get captured, and by laying out the books of Putin in his apartment as he was getting arrested, it takes its full sense in the current context, because now the American government has been taken by an anti-war force, let's say, Trump, Elon Musk. And now Europe is panicking. America is making it known that they are withdrawing their support. Now, we still don't know if Congress would continue voting for money toward Ukraine. But certainly the people who are counting on American money to sustain this war, they have had the grass cut under their feet, and it's such a victory, posthumous victory for Coach Red Pill, in a way that he's now being talked about by Elon Musk, and there are all sorts of big Twitter accounts that say, "Oh, he was my friend. He was my friend. Yeah, yeah." Do you have video of Coach Red Pill telling to your face publicly that he respects you? Because I do. He was my friend before any of these guys. And you see people like Yan Maj Chong. Oh, he was my friend. Okay. Did he call you just before getting captured? Because he called me. It's great to see that even after your death, the perspective of people can change. CRP and his death under a Democrat regime that was warmongering in Ukraine didn't get all the attention it deserved. But now, posthumously, it gets the attention now. And it highlights exactly what I said, Coach Red Pill, what I think he wanted to highlight, which is it's not democracy. We're not fighting for democracy. You can barely make a case at this point that we're more of a democracy than Russia. John Drake says, "The Machiavelli in me wonders if Trump is going to be redeploying these American forces to the Middle East." Yeah, I mean, that's the scare, that we are withdrawing from Ukraine only to make it worse somewhere else. But certainly it's positive news on the side of Ukraine. Jan sends $100. Thank you so much. He sends a poem. Is that a poem? He says, "My purse and my poise, your grace and your voice. Time's a currency. Make a choice. The moment of truth, fountain of youth." Well, Jan would... Jan, as he's inseminating a new young wife, thinking about time passing, thinking about entropy and money. This is always what an old man ends up thinking. An old man realizing that, hey, money is time and time is money. And I agree. He comes with his deep poem. Yes, time is a currency. The birth of money is as a futures, basically. Money is a token that a worker would get in Mesopotamia because he's helped the harvest of some wheat, but he doesn't want all of the wheat now. He would like a token that allows him to collect the wheat 3 months, 6 months down the line. And so, yes, to begin with, a token is time. It is much more a representation of time than it is a representation of value. Because who knows what the market will be in 6 months from now, but you owe me 1 pound of wheat. That is what mattered. Monetization is ultimately an accident from the problem of food preservation and contracts being maintained through time. Just because you need a representation of that value at some point in the future, you end up with a money, and the money becomes a good in and of itself that allows more trading then. But trading doesn't come as the first function of money. Contract, guarantee, and futures is what the first function of money was, in my view. End of the line, Joel says, JF, people are using Grok to create complete video games in a few minutes without any programming code. Do you see an AI current gen being something you might leverage for your in-progress 3D video game, or is current AI too simple at the moment to tackle 3D game dev? No, I mean... And this is so annoying to me. Oh, I hate these people who are making it look like, oh, now you can just tell Grok and he's gonna program a game. No. And the functionality of the code is such a small aspect of games. It's like games is more like a bureaucracy. Creating a full game from scratch, it's more like a gigantic bureaucracy, a management of sprites and 3D models and how they're going to be imported. And people have such misconceptions about what programming is. Grout could spout a little function that describes the behavior of the object character in my game. It wouldn't advance me by a minute. Because then I have to integrate this to a functional base. I have to make sure that the engine processes it properly. I have to make sure that the references are added into a constants file to describe the sprites and sounds and each of the actions. Grok will not do this. Grok will not do this. And in the end, it's going to take a human to go through the swamp of what it is to program something functional. And I'm so pissed that people are celebrating the fact that it can spout some sort of ping pong game or rocket, whatever. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Now make your rocket interesting to play, and you're going to realize that it requires object representation, and you're going to have to maintain this gigantic code base of multiple properties that each of these rockets can have, and you're gonna have to make it a networkable thing so that people can play against each other. And Grok will do shit with this. Grok will do shit. Even if Grok was to spout something that in principle works, it would be the dirty work of integrating it, of passing through iterations and seeing what bugs and seeing what's the conflict between this function and this function. And eventually, you will end up realizing, because you're stupid. The people who are pushing this idea that Grok will program for us, these people are stupid. They don't know programming. But if you were to go through the hardship of it, you would realize that 99% of the effort in programming a game is not in the laying out of a working code from scratch. This is 1%. It's the dirty work of making it work. Making it work. Animating the whole thing. Steven Robinson says, easy on Grok, JF. I know he's your first friend, but don't have him turn against you so fast. Okay. Did I breach the etiquette of friendship? I don't know. He's my first friend. Roz Alert, you know what a terrible thing. Roz Alert is gay. And there, all these anonymous accounts, I know they all hide something. They're either gay or Jewish. That's my conclusion. At this point, when I see an anonymous account that's like, hey, we're going to just talk about data. I'm just interested in the data, bro. Come and see my data, bro. I don't care about the political implications. Here's the percentage. They fucking annoy me, these people. Because they don't even stand by their own work to the point of standing publicly like, oh yeah, this is me. I'm all for anonymity. I was for anonymity back in the days when there was a function to it, and there's still a function to it on the internet, which is to allow people to express themselves freely without fear of repercussion. And that is okay to me. But I think that anonymity is being used for wrong purposes. Anonymity is being used because ultimately the people who are posing. We've had recently the case of the patriarchy woman who became a celebrity of the Twitter space milieu in the trad wife category. Making it look like she had 14 children, including some adopted, that she had a husband, that they had just adopted a child, that they were building houses for each of their son as they were becoming adults. All of it was crap. And so the anonymity functions now to hide some crap that they have in their life, which is not even compatible with the ideology that they pursue publicly. Roz Alert was so gay. I mean, he was the pictures that have come out show him acting like a dog. He's into dressing like a dog with leather straps that he can be held and treated like a dog. And he's like, well, there's all sorts of flies around me, and he's kind of trying yesterday to deny, saying there's all sorts of flies that are included in this breach. But certainly, bro, you were certainly wearing those dog sexual toys, certainly. Okay, I'm willing to believe that there's been some smears in the process. I'm willing to believe that it's not true that he was predatorily pursuing children. Okay, put this on the side. You were still being ultra gay, bro. And then he's like, well, yeah, but I revealed that I was gay. Well, I didn't see this post personally, but yeah, I don't think you can be a voice of conservatism and be gay. It's same thing. There's so many disparate gays right now. I mean, the Trump presidency, I think, is putting the gays in absolute desperation, because Ryan contacted me kind of with a scream for help. Ryan, the guy who performs in Lady MAGA. Lady MAGA is this person who's been integrated to mainstream politics to an extent, because you see her taking pictures with the big names of the Republican Party. And Lady MAGA is this kind of cross-dressing gay guy who says, I'm not trans, I'm just dressing as Lady MAGA. I had interviewed Lady MAGA back in the days. Back in the days, I had interviewed her on TPS. And so he's totally desperate. He's in a car, doesn't want to dress as Lady MAGA anymore, but at the same time, he attracted all this public attention on his cross-dressing, really. So the thing, when you go fabulous like this, you can attract attention. Yeah, the fabulous behavior is going to attract some eyes toward you. But eventually, you'll be old. Eventually, this won't matter. You won't be able to do Lady MAGA anymore. And then you'll realize that no one cares what you have to say or who you are. And so we have a Ryan here who complains that he's in his car. Maybe he's homeless. I don't know. He's desperate. He doesn't get any views. He's wondering why he does the videos at all, since he's getting very few views per videos. But it's like, yeah, you attracted an audience that wanted, that somehow was attracted to cross-dressing fantasy fabulousness. You can't produce this forever. So now what? Now he's desperate and he says, save me, JF. I wrote what I thought about his situation. But ultimately, it boils down to this. You can't be gay and conservative, because conservatism is about it's about maintaining some sort of society. And one of the first ingredients to maintaining society is baby making. You have to be an heterosexual. Let me try to see if JF Gariepy, Lady MAGA, USA. I'll try to find what I wrote to him. I said, this is Lady MAGA's Ryan explaining in French that he doesn't feel like doing Lady MAGA anymore, that existence feels meaningless to him, and that he sees less and less hope for himself in life. He adds that he will hang on to the hope of finding the right guy. I interviewed Lady MAGA back in the days. My counsel to you, Lady MAGA, is to understand that life will never have meaning for you as long as you continue the homosexual lifestyle. You're getting old, and suddenly you are not the drag of attention you were for other gays. Life as an old, uninteresting homosexual is filled with suffering and meaninglessness. The fact is that your sexual orientation is a revolt against what life itself is, a breeding optimization machine. You will never reach any satisfaction with it as long as you don't accept your role in it, to be a heterosexual breeding machine. My counsel to you is to abandon your Lady MAGA social presence. Abandon the cross-dressing. Abandon the idea that you are gay. Spend a lot of time rebuilding yourself. You may be an old, uninteresting gay guy, but for some weirdo female out there, you could still be an interesting partner and father. Either you do that and find joy in knowing that a child of yours makes it into the world, or you keep living a meaningless existence until your atoms are rearranged by bacteria who will find a sense to it while you don't. And there's nothing I can do to heal these people. He responds, ouch, bro. That was arch. If only it were that simple. I'm not old yet. Still young and strong. I'm not ruining a woman's life by convincing her to be with a man who's not attracted to her. Lady MAGA may return if I feel like it. But yes, I'm lost right now. And he published this photo to kind of prove to me, hey, I still got it. I'm still a young guy in good shape. Some people are not savable, and I'm not gonna spend much energy arguing with him. But yeah, he should get on the track of reproduction. It's not about whether you are attracted. This guy has made it, has convinced himself that he was of such low value that he couldn't honestly engage with a woman, that it would be betraying her to be engaging with her. But there are women who are desperate, who are in the last 1 or 2 years of their fertile life. You could catch one of these and you'd be a miracle in her life. And so, and yeah, if you're young and in good shape, that's even better. She's going to be even more happy about this. but you won't find happiness in the gay community. The gay community, you are truly a sexual object of hedonistic consumption for them, because there's no hope that you're going to have babies. So this love that you would feel with a guy, it would just be a lie. It would be a lie from life. Really, what your body would be in love with is the potential of a partner with whom you would reproduce. But it's a life you can't reproduce with the guy. Magister Temple says, there's two gays that live in my apartment building. One is a creep with AIDS, and the other is zonked out on psych med, living the dream, huh? Oh yeah, existence becomes miserable so fast. And so Raz Alert, today, after being combative and saying I will undermine the allegations against me, but I'm like, what are you going to undermine? You are a fucking dog-dressing, furry, gay person. Okay, maybe you're going to deny the craziest allegations, but I've seen the pictures. That's what you were. And so he's like, well, it's private life and all. But see, this is the problem with private life. People should understand that if you're a public personality, you should, if there's something about your life, that there are things that you won't reveal strategically. You want to protect people you love. You want to protect children. You don't reveal info about them. But if there's something about your behavior and your being, who you are, that you're keeping secret from the public, not only is it a betrayal, but it also shows that there's something wrong with it. I look at my life, there's no secret in my life. There's no secret about my preferences, about what I engage with, about behaviors that I have. The only secrets are strategic in my life. They're just to protect people. But I stand for every and every one of my behaviors publicly. If you are doing this dog thing privately, maybe there's something wrong with it. Maybe there's a conflict because you are publishing news that attract the right wing, that charm conservatives. Myself, I've been using a lot of the tweets from Raz Alert. But knowing that you are engaging in this gay sex, it totally changes my view, because you can't be processing the news in the way I would want my newsman to process it, because you have no skin in the game of reproduction. You are merely seeing reproduction as something that other people do to keep your life going. You are a parasite and a consumer of the heterosexual equilibrium of life. And as such, you are not competent to be my newsman, as far as I'm concerned. Now, today, he seems more desperate than he was yesterday, because he wrote straight to Tim Pool. He wrote straight to Tim Pool saying, I'm going to kill myself. So now, presumably, he's under suicide watch because Tim Pool warned Twitter that, hey, this guy is about to kill himself. And they sent, presumably, the police at him. And since Tim Pool wasn't sure that Twitter would follow up quickly enough, he also publicized the thing publicly. And so he said, anyone who knows Raz Alert, please find him and make sure he's safe. Now, it's not a particularly intelligent way to suicide. It's not very efficient to publicize your suicide with Tim Pool, unless he was ready to act immediately. So I would suspect now that he's either dead or he's been caught by the police in advance enough to be stopped. It's so sad, because we're building these Twitter accounts are... They are worth millions of dollars. They are truly important. I've always put a lot of care in maintaining my Twitter account. I was devastated when I was banned by the left. But we're building these personalities, but we're giving that power to anonymous people who definitely have something wrong with them, which explains why they stay anonymous. We have to be very careful with all these anonymous accounts who have shown in the era of Elon Musk. They are not true OGs of the internet. They are not about truthfulness about their own life. They are hiding for a reason. Tim Pool was saying, earlier today I received a DM from this account threatening suicide. I do not know this person. I'm only vaguely familiar with the account and only follow the account for updates. I immediately reported the threat of self-harm to X. However, I was unsure if it was just someone hacking the account. Considering the story that is now surfacing on this platform, I decided to post this in the case that it is a serious threat, and I'm asking anyone who knows this individual to immediately seek assistance to prevent a potential tragedy. I can't believe that so many people fall for this new conservative talking point that gay is okay. Like, oh yeah, trans, trans are deluded. Trans are deluded. They think there's many sexes, and the leftists are deluded. But good, there are so many good married gay people that it's like, no, you're just falling for the first layer of deception. The gay rights movement was totally in line with the anti-reproductive agenda that is expressing itself down the line in the trans, down the line in the Marxism, down the line everywhere. And these people are like, like Lady MAGA USA. Oh, I'm not trans. Like, I'm a guy. I'm a guy who likes to sleep with guys. I'm a homosexual. Bro, you just got thrown three layers of deception and you failed for the first. Some other people will fail for the second, for the third. Another guy who may be dead, Josh Setter. I am 3 months pregnant with Elon's baby, and I am only announcing this in order to ask that you respect my privacy. So it's a guy who was trying to do some right-wing commentary, mocking liberals, but he was overdoing it, and somehow he always felt the need to cross-dress as a woman in his tweets. It's currently an announcement has been made on Twitter that he would have been found in a Mexico hotel dead. That it could be related to his depression, anxiety, and suicide. But at the same time, he's faked his death before, so people aren't sure. Is this just some attention-grabbing scheme? I mean, these people are sexually deranged, and we shouldn't make them celebrities of anything, really. Same thing with Milo. You know how this idea of a dangerous F word, it's so molded into the assumption that the left is going to be triggered by this. Oh, what? A right-wing homosexual? Oh my God. And it's falling for what the left wants, which is they still pull the world in their direction when your public speaker is gay. Because it still pushes back on the white family. It still pushes back on heterosexuality. It does exactly what the left wants you to do, which is promote these fabulous behaviors that are basically publicly deranged people. Steven Robinson says, Jeff, any comments on Candace Owens' recent claims about Macron's wife really being his dad? It's so confusing. But, I mean, this is the rabbit hole down to a place where, I don't know, on the basis, apparently, of just a picture. So the theory right now, the theory that Candace is laying down, is not just the idea that that Brigitte Macron is Emmanuel Macron's husband, really, is a guy. Who is dressing as a woman, but that is this guy is also the father of Emmanuel Macron. And this is on the basis of the fact that there's a picture where there is a absolutely familiar resemblance between what Jean-Michel Trogneux looked like at the age of Emmanuel Macron and Emmanuel Macron. They have the same face. To that, I would say, I'd rather stay on what we can be sure of, on what we can know. And I'm not even sure of the fact that Brigitte Macron is a male. The case seems strong. But until I'm sure of that, I'm not going to go for the long shot of also, this male is the father of Emmanuel Macron. It's a father dressing as a woman to marry his son. Okay, interesting, weird. But the wider claim is grave enough. It's like... Oh yeah, and you know how they add smears to everything they do. It's like it always gets more and more bizarre. Like on top of it, he was sniffing cocaine on his ass, on the ass of a prostitute in a hotel in Las Vegas. Okay, we don't need all this. And given that the degree of evidence is not certain, I'm not gonna adopt this belief. Alimer says, I don't know what type of crank or crack that Milo is dipping his butt plugs in, but he's so strung out that he doesn't rate to be around much longer. Ah, well, perhaps he's burning like a candle in the wind. Like a candle in the wind. Perhaps these gays will have short lives because of a unhealthy lifestyle. Man to Man Alliance says, the truth is I can't send super chat, etc. to anyone lately. Not even Infrared or Nick Fuentes. My credit card no longer lets me. Maybe I'll see if I can just subscribe on Patreon. Absolutely, and if you have questions, you can put them in the regular chat. If it's an interesting question, I will often read it. Or if you support through other means like Patreon and you want to send me a Discord DM because you have a super chat question, feel free to do so. Or you can use any of the crypto means in the description below. Ty Rogerson says, what year are we on regarding JF's prediction on Warski and AIDS? I don't know, maybe we still have 1 year running, maybe approximately. I don't know, I said about 7 years, and I said this maybe in 2018. And so yeah, maybe we are the last year where my prediction could be realized. Good morning and have a blessed day. Caroline Leavitt, the Speaker of the White House. It's good to have a Speaker of the White House who's also producing babies. Absolutely amazing. What else do we have? Oh yeah, this, you guys are going to have to explain this to me, because there's these two women that are in porn and they are saying, I'm going to fuck 100 guys. And the other woman is saying, I'm going to fuck 1,000 guys in 24 hours and all this stuff. And both of them are claiming that they are pregnant. Bonnie Blue, known for sleeping with 1,057 men in under 24 hours, is reportedly pregnant. That is a mimetic title. That is the kind of title that people say, really? Really? You got inseminated by 1,057 men and you got pregnant? It's kind of a miracle, because you expect these porn actresses to be with birth pills and devices and to be basically protected against pregnancy at all times. But it seems that no. So it's unclear what is the relation between this Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips. How does that work? Because Lily Phillips also slept with 100 men and is also claiming now that she is pregnant. So Are they outcompeting each other? Is that a competition? Don Argent says, Heather Hayes had a glow up. Frog Eyes says, if women can have 1,000 men inseminate them on video, could we not have a scene in which one man inseminates 1,000 women? Well, that is physically impossible. Because the man gets tired after one, two insemination to the point of impossibility. The woman can technically continue. This is the airline that crashed and flipped that plane. Laughing my ass off. Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Your flight is unmanned today. So a play of word by unmanned, because normally unmanned means it's a drone. In their case, this airplane company, this flight company, airline, was bragging on their Twitter account that they do flights with not a single man in the crew. And that's the plane that ended up flipping. They even have Endeavor Air. They have a video.
Girls, come on. Leave the saving of the world to the men? I don't think so.
By the way, if you have an airplane, an airline, you don't put the music "Live Fast, Die Young" as a music. This is meant to give me confidence in this airline. Live fast, die young.
So.
Why are all these women that are proud of taking over the professional sector? Why are they always on TikTok with hip-hop music? And it seems that they have been Africanized in a way. Like, they have adopted the African culture. Man, they were making their whole publicity around being all-woman crews. They worship black culture, says the end of the line Joel. Well, black culture isn't particularly good at flying. And we ended up with a fully reverted plane. Now, you have all these community notes on people who are critical of this. You have these community notes that say, we still don't know if in that particular plane it was all women. But we've had already a helicopter crash caused by a woman pilot. And we now have this video evidence that this company was bragging a lot about DEI. And you guys never reveal the sex of the pilot. You take your time, you take weeks to reveal this information when it's a female. That is a big problem. Because you guys know, you guys could reveal it, but you don't. And that the fact that you don't at this point, I interpret it as suspicious. I would like to know. Cosmic Nut says the Delta pilot was a guy. I don't know about this, because last news I checked was a couple of hours ago, and they were still claiming the sex has not been revealed. Zlati says, what a remarkable day. Trump has made it crystal clear to the world what he really thinks of Zelensky. Exactly what many have long suspected, that he is a dictator. Medvedev openly celebrates Trump for these statements. At the same time, Putin, through Peskov, signals that talks with Trump should happen as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the EU is in complete disarray. One emergency meeting follows another, yet no one seems to know which way to turn. Macron has suddenly taken it upon himself to act as the EU's military spokesperson. Without a clear strategy or real backing, Germany, on the other hand, is too preoccupied with its upcoming election to focus on security matters. The NAFO dogs, nowhere to be seen. NATO, maybe soon to follow. Right now, everything is up for debate. Europe's entire security structure is shifting at breakneck speed. The US is actively seeking closer ties with Russia while openly distanciating itself from the EU. This is so interesting for me to see because it's the intersection of what many of my friends have worked towards. When I think of the death of CRP, I said this was an act of sacrifice that will pay off in the long term. That he chose to show the hypocrisy of the regime that claims we are fighting for values and democracy, but there he was, led to die of pneumonia for speech crimes in a war zone. And largely by the collaboration of the Department of State and of the people that hated him at the US Department of State. But we're finally harvesting the fruits of this sacrifice. Because today we have Elon Musk pushing on Twitter, hey, Ukraine killed an American journalist, CRP. So here I have a friend who's been directly involved in trying to challenge this war. And there is also, I've translated a book from Philip Fabry, the historian. And Philip Fabry has described in his book, History of the Next Century, has described that there would be a crossroad to choose for Europe. And we are at this crossroad now. The crossroad would be either it continues in the current direction of opposing Russia, or the populist forces would eventually push Europe to be like the US is under Trump, which is more Russia sympathetic, more like, why are we at war with these people? Why does that make sense? And it's very interesting to see that the fork that he was talking about 10 years ago, and he was saying this is about to happen, well, it's happening now. And we are at the crossroads of, can we have a Europe that isn't warmongering against Russia? Can we have a Europe that collaborates economically with Russia? But Donald Trump threw a rock in the pound today, and in the last few days also, as he's canceling Zelensky. That is an excellent direction. Think of it. A modestly successful comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start, but a war that he, without the US and Trump, will never be able to settle. The United States has spent $200 billion more than Europe, and Europe's money is guaranteed, while the United States will get nothing back. Why didn't sleepy Joe Biden demand equalization? In that this war is far more important to Europe than it is to us. We have a big, beautiful ocean as a separation. On top of this, Zelensky admits that half of the money we sent him is missing. He refuses to have elections, is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle. A dictator without elections, Zelensky better move fast, or he is not going to have a country left. In the meantime, we are successfully negotiating an end to the war with Russia, something I'll admit that only Trump and the Trump administration can do. Biden never tried. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going. I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions have unnecessarily died. And so it continues. Yeah, very, very interesting direction that it's taking, because I don't think Europe has the resources. I think it would be extremely costly if Europe was to maintain Ukraine in a state of war continuously without the US. I think they would suffer economic harm for a long time, and they wouldn't achieve anything, really. Someone was commenting on what Mike Benz is doing. And yes, I think there's something subversive about what Mike Benz is doing. Guys, it's not the Jews that run Facebook censorship like Mark Zuckerberg. It's USAID. It's not the Jews that helped impeach Trump like Zelensky and Vindman. It's USAID. It's not Jews that have been deeply involved in drugs and opium like the Sassoon and Sackler families. It's USAID. It's not Jews like Larry Fink at BlackRock running corporations. It's USAID. It's not Jews who helped fund and push BLM. It's USAID. I know it's not Jews because the Jewish Zionist Mike Benz told me. It's definitely USAID. Yes, there is something that Mike Benz does, which is that he does frame games. He's playing frame games. And you know how there's suddenly the attention turns toward USAID. Suddenly all of his talking points are adjusted to talk about it from a USAID perspective. If Trump goes after some other system down the line, his talking points are all going to adjust around this system. But yeah, I would like the old frame games, to whom he was dropping his fact in front of me. And I was like, and they're all Jews. And he was like, yeah. But see, we don't get this anymore. So we get the layer of, oh yeah, it's US. They did that under USAID, under this structure, under that institution. But then Papa JF was coming in and saying, and I noticed that they're all Jews. And he was like, yeah, and I'm Jewish too. And that sucks. But I think we have to be self-critical if we want people to love the Jewish people. That was a good Mike Benz. But now it goes under silence, and I'm uncomfortable with this silence. Raheem makes a joke. Guys, the Canadians are insisting. Canada insists that Ukraine be part of US-Russia talks. What does it change that Canada insists? Yeah, so this is what I don't understand. Lily Phillips is another porn star who's now bragging with a belly and all. And have they gotten inseminated by their boyfriend? Or have they gotten inseminated by the rows of people that were having sex with them? Is it like random insemination? Because I was commenting on this. The idea of females maintaining uncertainty around who is the father of their children, that's a trick that's been going on forever. It's the oldest trick in the book for human females. And we can see that it's been so important evolutionarily from the fact that a woman will have more sex with her husband when she betrays him. A woman who has a sexual story betraying her husband, when she comes back home, she is more likely to have sex with her husband too. And that to me indicates that woman had an interest in mixing sperm so that instead of having one father dedicated to the child, they were getting potentially two. And if you're in a world where there's lots of war, where males are constantly dying for one reason or another, to have a male who's like 50% sure that he's the father of the child, that was good resource to have, because if the other male dies or if some things happen, you get a free dad to continue the care. We see the females of the government, they're all in shambles. I was terminated from dream job with the Children's Bureau yesterday due to the Federal Restructuring Executive Order, DOGE. I am unemployed for the first time since I was 15 years old. I hope you get your fucking cheap eggs. And past tweets of her. Didn't have any meetings today, so I've been wearing my jammies all day, but now I have a meeting in 30 minutes, so I'm putting on a hoodie. Eventually, that work from home life gonna get ya. So she was doing nothing. The Children Bureau. Care about your own children, woman. But no, she was dependent on the federal government to pay her a salary to care about the children of the whole world from her work-from-home job. Elon Musk slams Ukrainian President Zelensky for canceling elections. Zelensky cannot claim to represent the will of the people of Ukraine unless he restores freedom of the press and stops canceling elections. We have to stop any support to him. That's what we have to do. Another triggered woman who lost her job. Beautiful.
National Cancer Institute funded study was terminated. I never received a written letter, but I was told to stop work immediately and that no more research expenditures would be allowed. My study to explore how to safely collect sexual orientation and gender identity in cancer care practices was in response to the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the American Medical Association, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and many...
Okay, so her research was about asking how do we safely gather sexual information and gender information and gender identity in cancer patients. So how can we do it safely? How can we ensure that the husband isn't there? Because maybe his wife doesn't identify as a female, but maybe she wouldn't say it in front of him. So I'm making research about how can we get the right response from people if we isolate them properly, if they're not around anyone? So that was her research. So it got abolished immediately by the fact that Trump said, we're not going to give money to anything gender ideological.
Many other national professional standard-setting bodies that recognize that we need better data to create better clinical guidelines for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people.
Oh, yeah, that is exactly what we wanted to fire. So the Trump orders are just affecting the right people. That is exactly what we needed.
You want public execution of Donald Trump and Elon Musk?
Yes, please.
Off with their heads, pissed off females are calling for murder. JD Vance, documenting his experience with the vax, said, I took the vax, you know, I haven't been boosted or anything, but the moment where I really started to get red-pilled on the whole vax thing, it was the sickest that I've been in the last 15 years by far. Was when I took the vaccine. And you know, I've had COVID at this point 5 times. I was in bed for 2 days. My heart was racing. It's good. It's good that he only took it once, but it would be better if he never fell for it, because the clever people were able to stay out of the COVID vax in full. That's how you recognize a high IQ. In fact, there is a strong correlation between PhDs, not undergrads, not MSc, not all these people who are revolving around intelligence but aren't truly intelligent. But there's the PhD and the uneducated are the most purbloods that there is. Doge has discovered tens of millions in funding to torture cows to keep them from farting. So they were like, probably a bunch of women again. I can see the signature at this point. That sounds like a bunch of women who started thinking, can we behaviorally reprogram the cow? This is Marxism right there for you. It's women are convinced that everything is educatable, including black people and rapists. So women and cows. Cows. Women are convinced that everything is about education and that they are the master of behavior control. So they went for it. They thought, hey, can we teach these cows to be ashamed of farting? Because if they were ashamed, they would keep it in. And it would reduce the famous problem of cow farting creating a greenhouse gas, which is methane. Ty Rogerson says, if you can't do, teach. Well, they couldn't hold their farts in, but they thought they could get the cow to do it. It's been abolished now. We are no more on this line of research. Whistleblower reports they were incentivized to qualify illegals for long-term disability, to qualify illegals for social security for life, so that they would be set for life. They wanted us to try to identify them in such a way that they would qualify for long-term social security disability. Now, long-term social security disability is for life. So if they get identified and qualify, they are as good as set up for life. So they were like, okay, what can we find about this black man coming in that would justify, oh, he's autistic. Ah, he needs support forever because he cannot make it. So we were giving free money forever, basically, to illegal migrants. Thomas Howard says, when I was a kid, there was a popular saying, if woman didn't have a pussy, there would be a bounty on their heads. Turns out the old wisdom is true. That is one of the great drama of evolution of behaviors in humans. There is no way to improve woman because it's always down to, okay, she's done this crazy thing and that crazy thing, but if she's still fertile, now if she's not fertile anymore, maybe you can burn her as a witch. But notice that the witch trials, it was all old women. Because no one would burn a young woman. They would inseminate them. And so that is a black hole that we can't get out of. It's like the behavioral issues with women will go on forever. Now, this woman has accomplished something quite impressive. I didn't know about this story. People started sharing this on my Discord. She got in a car crash. The car flipped and she flew out of the car and got hanging by her leg. Her leg got totally destroyed by the process. Her leg is fully folded, but thankfully, her leg was folded onto the electrical wire in a way that kept her from bleeding. And she was stuck apparently up to 30 minutes hanging in the electric wire, not knowing what to do, but thankfully not bleeding out because her leg had been so folded that the bleeding stopped. So there she is, and they come with firemen to save her. And there she is, alive and with a missing leg. And taking a picture at this place where she was hanging. Gentlemen, will you inseminate this single leg lady? It seems that there's nothing wrong with her other than She doesn't know how to drive. Trump administration, that will be our last news item. Trump administration kills New York City's congestion pricing. So now we have New York suing Trump for this. But this was a system. Normally, it is not allowed for federal highways to lead into roads that cost something by the depending on the time of the day at which you go there. But there was an exception given, apparently, under the Biden administration. They gave permission to New York to charge a fee, an environmental fee, of the sort, like, if you come during these hours, we charge you $9 just driving on these roads. $9 for being on these roads at a certain time with the goal of spreading traffic and the goal of punishing, basically, punishing the consumption of these roads. Trump abolished it by an order this morning. Now New York says they're going to sue because they think they are entitled because they were promised this under Biden. But arguably Trump has the big end of the stick here because this was a special permission. So you can very well argue that it was unfair, it was unjust to the drivers to give this special permission to New York, and Trump has developed an argument that it's an unjust way of taxing road users, that it targets populations that are poorer. And so, yeah, I think it's good, but at the same time, who wants to save New York, really? Don Argent says, thankfully, her amputation prevents her from making that mistake twice. Oh, but maybe she can drive with the special accelerator and brake with the hands. I think handicapped people have access to a special modification of their car. Frog Eyes says, hey, JF, how about instead of squid games, we do sperm games? Hundreds of men inseminate one woman in one sitting. The strongest sperm wins. Coming soon to Netflix. That sounds just like porn, bro. What is the additional... How does your product distinguish itself from porn, really? Because it sounds like you just want to run a porn company, because that's what they do all day. Thank you for being here tonight. Tomorrow, there will be no regular show because I have an interview during the day. I have an interview at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Richard Spencer, so I'll be on the Spencer Show. So no regular show tomorrow. Thomas O'Ward sends $25. Thank you so much. He says, thanks for hanging in there, JF. Hope all is well. Well, thank you so much for the support. Indeed, my life is going extremely well. I am with such a great woman, really. It's amazing to be with such a great girlfriend. You know, she was asking me today, are there things I can do to be a better girlfriend? And really, no, she is absolutely perfect. But just the fact that she cares about asking, isn't that fucking lucky to be in that situation of someone who wants to be better at all times? Rodila Sid says, the thing about such taxes is if you tax people from going to NYC, then New Yorkers go to Boston. They don't have a tax. Basically, the access to roads is like a social contract. You can come and use my roads of my city so that when I go to your city, I can use your roads. But NYC broke that contract. Yes, there are questions of fairness, equality of rights, etc. Chuck Garrity says, I'm glad to know that you are in a great place in life, JF. Oh, absolutely. I am at the best place in life. Much love, sleep well, and I'll see you all in 2 days from now.